You know, that's just me, and I could be wrong. That's my worldview. But this whole, you know, these terrorists are being allowed, and the president, who is a secret Muslim, as if that would be wrong if he were.
And like the president is the one who signs off on that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
he signs off on the local DC permits.
I tell you what, man. Can you tell Assad to hold on there in Caesarea? I got to sign off on the permits here in DC. Absolutely outrageous. The ignorance. And when is it going to stop? Can you answer that? Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
I don't think it's ever going to stop because the government has kind of sort of promoted it in a sneaky kind of way. But it's just odd that people associate terrorism with Muslims. But the Oklahoma bombing, that wasn't a Muslim. That was an American. And I'm not sure if he was a Christian or not. But I know plenty of Christians that do, you know, have committed terrorist acts. So why don't we associate that with them? It just gives us an enemy unlike ourselves.
Right. Yeah, and you know, listen, there are people that are radicals in almost every aspect of our life. And you know what? Radicals have a right, too, until they start infringing on other people's rights, like bombing places and killing children. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, it's Rashawn from Baltimore.
Yes, sir. Your comment.
I just want to say, man, all them bikers, man, to me, they just come off as a bunch of, like, racist rednecks, man.
Well,
you know, like,
I don't want to label them because a lot of those bikers are not, I would say, a large amount. There's just a small. See, here's what's happening in America, Rashawn. We got a small group of racist people that are seeing their demise. They're saying, damn, we cannot manipulate the minds anymore. You know, right. And they're just holding on. They're just holding on, and they can go on Fox News or whatever, and there's their platform. They can put out that hate, and sometimes it's subliminal, and sometimes it's not.
Right.
But it's a small group, so don't label all the bikers as that, because that would not be fair.
Yeah, I ain't gonna label all of them that, but you know, for the most part, you know, they wouldn't be doing this if Obama wasn't off, wasn't a black president. You know, if there's anybody else in the office, they wouldn't be rallying and not getting permits. And
you know, I disagree with you again there, Rashawn. I think they were riding bikes through D.C. long before President Obama.
I was gonna try to enlighten us, and I just googled a list of American terrorists. The list is so long, I can't even. I can't even do it.
Good morning,
hello.
Hey, this is Renata from Dayton.
Yes, ma'am.
I just really feel like, to me, it sounds like a whole bunch of grown-ups acting like kids. Oh, we can't ride our bikes and they can march.
That's you like them better than us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just so over the grown-ups acting like children nowadays. That's
you know, it's first come, first serve. You know that's how it works. You know, if you're late to line at the in the lunch line, you're not going to get the pudding. You know, it's bottom line. You ever be late, man, and you're serving chocolate pudding, and you want to get there early so when they have seconds, you know, because they're going to run out of seconds.
Right.
This analogy, this pudding analogy.
First come, first serve, baby.
With the pudding.
Yeah,
that's the way it works.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yeah, you know, whenever issues come up like this, we have to always look at the bigger picture. You know, this is just a form of divide and conquer.
Yes.
When you have white people who are mad at Muslim people, you have black people mad at white people, vice versa. We have to look at the top, where these issues stem from. Mm-hmm. It's really corporate economic injustice that's going on here.
And let me just say this. White people aren't owning this, okay? This isn't all white people that see a Muslim and get scared.
I hear you on that.
You know,
I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Every time you look at YouTube or something like that, no matter what the video's about, it goes down to, you know, the most basic racial slurs, no matter what. It's just, you know.
The ignorance. Can we stop being ignorant for a minute, especially on this day?
Look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, when all the people that died on 9/11 were from every walk of life. Every walk of life. And, you know, I pray for the day when it will stop. I really do, you know. In the meantime, I'm going to laugh at it as much as I can so I can soften that blow, and then one day it will just go away. That's wishful thinking, but that's my worldview.